Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. This is such a special week. I love this week. It is Thanksgiving. Can you believe it?
And we apologize for missing 2 weeks of podcasting, by the way. It's been a little crazy on our end.
It has, but thank you guys so much for always being so understanding and for staying with us on this journey. The journey to wellness and health. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And, it's just such a great time of the year to reflect on all the wonderful blessings that have been showered upon us. And, of course, I guess we should be reflecting every day on those things. But yeah. Thanksgiving is an extra special. And I think, you know, because, number one, we live in the United States of America. And I consider that to be a privilege and an honor that we can live here, and that we are afforded so many different types of opportunities and freedoms that you may not find somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sure, we have our issues, and you know, there's stuff going on with politics and you name it, you know, mass shootings, and I mean, we could go on and on, but it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. And it's not just here. And the reality is that when you still sit back to think about it, this is a wonderful country.
Mm-hmm. It's just a broken world.
It is.
That
it
we're
absolutely
all living in.
Is.
But you know, where we are right now is actually pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so I'm very thankful that the pilgrims came over, that they took the risk and came over all those many years ago. And started a colony and they're the ones that had the first Thanksgiving. And then there was Squanto. He was always one of my favorite characters.
I'm not quite sure I know that character, Dr.
Squanto,
Cruz.
Squanto, the Indian.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes. He taught the pilgrims a lot.
Oh, all right.
So anyways.
Didn't even know his name.
That's right, Squanto. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. Mm-hmm. Hope that you have an opportunity to spend time with loved ones and to just relax and do some reflection.
Yeah, they were talking about on the radio this morning about literally unplugging this year for Thanksgiving and like no one being on their phones. Like
that
everyone
would be...
put their phone away and just have what they were calling an old-fashioned Thanksgiving, like the old-timers used to do,
yeah.
Right? Where there wasn't technology out and you weren't posting, you know, every second of the holiday, oh, look at this pie, oh, look at my family, oh, whatever. Just unplug and just enjoy each other.
Check out my stuffing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just try to be present, you know, with everyone. And even they were talking about how the kids or some of the guys wanted to make it a Fortnite Thanksgiving and they were all going to sit around and play Fortnite all day. And they were like, no, we're not doing that. We are unplugging from everything. So I'm not quite sure what the kids will do in
right.
that situation. But anyway, no, and, you know, just taking this time to remind everyone, and I know we've done this podcast every year at Thanksgiving time, but, you know, how important it is to be thankful and to have a thankful heart. I mean, mm-hmm. not just this time of year, but every day.
Yes.
Because just being thankful and having that attitude toward life, it affects your health.
Absolutely.
Completely. They were just talking about at church this, I don't know, 2 weekends ago, I think, because what it does for your health,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just such a good reminder that something so simple is just being thankful for everything, being thankful for a new day of life, being thankful for whatever family and friends you have around you, being thankful for any little gift that God's given you to live your life, you know, to the best that you can live it. And just know that that feeling of thankfulness totally affects your health and your well-being.
I totally agree, and it's so true. And there've been studies, plenty of studies that show, you know, the effect of your attitude mm-hmm. as far as how it affects your health. So completely agree with that. That attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness is something that is so important to have and to foster, like in our children, and just to try to do our best to have that attitude, because it changes your perspective on everything. Mm-hmm. It totally changes your perspective on how you view everything, how you view other people, even how people treat you, you know, and you know, it gives you a totally fresh perspective on all of that. And it's definitely much more healthy than the other option.
than the alternative. Of being a grouch.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Being a grouch of not looking at the blessings that you have every day, because just the fact that we're alive is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Every day that we wake up is a blessing in itself. And so it does make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also knowing that, you know, like one of the things they were talking about was that being thankful every day makes you a better giver.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just think that you get, you know, people say, you know, I'd rather give than receive, you know, or whatever, because you get so much in return when you give.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's those feelings that come back to you that are so healthy for your body. Right. Mm-hmm. Just feeling like, you know, you've done good.
Right.
Right. In the world for that day, that hour, that mm-hmm. minute, whatever. It's just so good for you. And so the more that you can be thankful, the more that you could give, you know, this Thanksgiving, you know, there's plenty of opportunities out there this time of year to give. You know, we go to the grocery store every week and they're selling bags, you know, for families, you mm-hmm. know, and we buy a bag every time we go through, a couple bags, you know, and with Christmas right around the corner, all these people are calling, asking for donations, you know, and it doesn't hurt to throw a little bit of money at every single one, you know, right. that asks, because it feels good, mm-hmm. you know, it feels good to know that you're helping, and to give. And this, you know, I think Thanksgiving is a perfect preface for Christmas, you know, that holiday before, you know, Christmas, right. where it reminds us how important giving is, you know, in preparation for, you know, the ginormous holiday of the year that's soon to follow.
Exactly. Would that be Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway. Oh, very good. Well, I hope that you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving, enjoy the food. Eat a lot. Mm-hmm. Why not, right?
Absolutely.
How often do we have Thanksgiving?
That's right.
Eat a lot.
Eat that turkey.
That's right. That's right. And
oh, wait, I have to tell this story. Really
oh,
quick.
Yeah, tell
so
it.
So we're going to your mom's for Thanksgiving this year, right?
We are?
And yeah, we are. So we leave for Missouri today, actually. But anyway, we're going there, and we don't eat meat typically, okay? So our son, who's Kai, he's 12 years old, is very excited for Thanksgiving dinner because we get to eat turkey, right? And of course, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we usually eat meat. We have our turkey. But I told him 2 weeks ago when he was telling me how excited he was for Thanksgiving and the turkey, I told him that now that your mom and your sister are vegetarians, that we're doing it, that they're doing a tofurkey this year. And you should have seen his face. It was classic. I mean, first of all, your mom would never not have a turkey,
right,
but he
right.
doesn't know that.
Right.
And I was just dying. And the whole way home, he's like, Mommy, you're totally kidding, right? Like, she's going to have a turkey. I'm like, no, son, they're not having a turkey this year. And he was devastated. And I just thought it was so great to
And he did
with
bring
him.
It up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I told him, by the time we got home, I told him, I'm just kidding. She's uh-huh. having a turkey. But then I think he needed to confirm with you or something, because he was so traumatized in those like 20 minutes that we were driving home. And I just think it's so great, the turkey meal that we all wait for every year. And I was thinking today, like, why don't we just make that meal other times of year? Like, there are turkeys for sale.
I know, but it's not the same.
And we can make stuffing and mashed potatoes. Like,
we can.
Why don't we just do it more often? It's just so easy. It's not that hard of a meal.
I know.
You know?
It is easy. And actually, I think we have made it before.
I know,
like, maybe
but
did
like,
it for an Easter
like
or something.
It's so coveted.
Yeah, it is. So,
you know? And it's like everyone waits for the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and the gravy. And it's just
the cranberry.
We just do it other times of year. I don't know. What the heck?
I know. Right? And I think we have. I'm pretty sure we've done it for an Easter. I think. Maybe. Maybe we have.
But not for a holiday is what I'm saying.
Like, oh, so like for a non-holiday, we should.
Hey, this weekend, let's make a turkey, you know? And I mean, let's just go crazy sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Okay, why not? We're going to do it, okay?
All right. That
we're
going to
do it. That's right. So if you guys want to come over, we'll let you know when we're going to do it. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he came to me and said, you know, Mommy, you know, Abuelita, that's Grandma, is making tofurkey. And I would and so I also look forward to it. I was like, no, she's not. I was like, she specifically told me that she already had a turkey on reserve. Uh-huh. You know, so it sounded to me like it's even a fresh turkey.
And she's got her garlic all ground up and her butter
pads
ready.
That's right. She's ready. She is ready for that.
That's awesome.
Puerto Rican turkey.
Amen.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving. We love you guys, and we send you wonderful wishes, hugs, and all kinds of great things your way. Enjoy with your family, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.